This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Greece can borrow again for the first time in a decade, but its troubles are not over yet.
Austerity can only end once pro-growth policies are put in place.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. You could forgive Greeks for not celebrating today as they exit their third and final bailout program. 10 years ago, Greece was Europe's most corrupt economy. It had fiddled its books, and the global financial crash brought a terrible economic reckoning. Banks closed, governments fell, cash withdrawals were limited, and firebombs fell in protest. Today, Greece's economy is still 25% smaller than pre-crisis, and last year, 4 in every 10 young Greeks was still jobless. Nevertheless, today is a milestone. The BBC's Russell Padmore explains.
Greece has been through 8 years of harsh austerity and received 3 bailouts with loans of more than 260 billion euro, about $300 billion, from countries in the Eurozone and the IMF. Athens is now free to borrow money from the financial markets with the blessing of its lenders. And according to Mario Centeno, chairman of the European Stability Mechanism, Greece can stand on its own feet. He thanked the Greek people for their cooperation and also said there will be no more follow-up rescue programmes for the first time since 2010. Since its debt crisis unfolded in 2010, Greece has received the biggest bailout in economic history. But the freedom to manage its own economic affairs will be tempered by enhanced surveillance from the European Commission to ensure Athens doesn't backtrack on reforms agreed with its lenders. And eventually, the bailout loans will have to be repaid.
So there's still a huge amount of work to do. Professor Kostas Magyar is an economist with the Yale University based in Athens.
What the Greek government has certainly achieved is fiscal stability and consolidation, but we haven't gone to the next step where Greece is a prime destination for investors, and consequently we don't have any great prospects for growth, although stability has been achieved. It's of course a very important milestone, both psychologically and in practice, but it doesn't mean that the problems are over. It doesn't mean that austerity is over either. In some sense, the Greek government has to be even more disciplined now because it has to rely on foreign markets at reasonable interest rates to be able to borrow. Austerity can only end once pro-growth policies are put in place that would allow flourishing of investing, foreign direct investment, and of business more general. And this hasn't really happened to a sufficient extent yet.
Kostas Magyar. Let's do the numbers. Shares in Atlantia, the Italian company that came under fire last week after a bridge collapse in Genoa, are seeing another day of sharp declines. The stock is down more than 8% today in Milan. And its merger Monday in the US, Pepsi this morning announcing it's buying Israel-based SodaStream, maker of home carbonation devices, in a $3.2 billion deal. Now, it's not often you want fewer zeros on your currency, but today, Venezuela, where experts say inflation could reach 1,000,000% by December, is taking 5 zeros off its bolivar. Some say this could make hyperinflation even worse. The BBC's Katie Watson reports.
Critics say this overhaul is nothing more than a facelift that fails to address Venezuela's grave economic problems. Not only will the new sovereign bolivar shed 5 zeros, but it will also be backed by the petro, a cryptocurrency that investors have called a sham. There's little understanding of how these changes will work in practice. Over the weekend, people were bulk buying supplies, unsure of what the next few days would bring. Their confusion was compounded by an announcement last week that the minimum wage would be increased by more than 3,000%. Business owners have been left worrying about how they'll pay their bills. Workers are scared they'll lose their jobs. Venezuela's economic freefall is having a regional impact too. More and more people are fleeing, but countries such as Ecuador and Peru have tightened their border controls. In Brazil, troops have been sent to deal with clashes between locals and migrants. Venezuela's crisis is worsening, and Latin America is increasingly nervous.
Katie Watson. Usually the phrase is road rage, but in Australia some shoppers have been experiencing bag rage. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in Sydney.
Well, in July, the two major Australian supermarkets, Coles and Woolworths, decided to ban single-use plastic bags from their stores. Some customers were very angry at what they saw was this huge inconvenience. And we did hear a story in Western Australia where a customer apparently grabbed the throat of a store worker. That particular incident really did highlight the problems of bringing in a ban on something that people had been used to getting for free for so long.
Now, this has led to a pretty tricky situation for retailers. What are they doing? Are they charging or are they simply saying bring your own?
Well, a bit of both. What the supermarkets wanted their customers to do was to either bring their own reusable bags or buy more durable plastic bags for about 10 cents. Coles, because of that pressure from some of its shoppers, reversed the ban and said that it would be giving out the more durable versions for free. That in turn provoked a backlash from other shoppers, and the supermarket said that at the end of August it would stop giving out any sort of plastic bag for free, and that shoppers afterwards would have to buy one or bring their own reusable ones.
And some retailers have even seen their sales drop.
Well, that's the word we're getting from Woolworths. This is one of Australia's biggest grocery chains. It says that this plastic bag ban is harming the bottom line. It believes that customers in its stores are buying less. And Woolies did say that it was surprised at the reaction of some of its shoppers, saying that that reaction did catch them off guard. But they say they are determined to continue because of concerns for the environment and for waste.
Phil Mercer. Finally, as Iranians brace for US sanctions, the hashtag Where is your kid has been trending after some politicians' kids were apparently promoted to top state jobs with inflated wages. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.